and came in here and got on top of us quickly. And started off, I think the first drive of the game for them offensively was a 7.5 minute drive. So, for us, the game flow was kind of out of sorts at that point. So we really needed, the ability to drive the field offensively, and get some scores. We weren't able to do that. So we got down early, and I thought we fought back in the first half, and but ultimately wasn't enough, and too many explosive plays on defense, and the inability to effectively move the ball down the field to sustain some drives and just play more complementary football, and that's what we got to continue to do, and continue to find a way and be creative on how we're doing that.
Second week in a row, you kind of dug yourself a big hole early as a coach, and you go in with a game plan and things you want to do. When you get into that kind of hole, how much does that kind of wreck what you're planning to do?
Yeah, I think it's for our players, it definitely that's an adverse times for them to respond to, and I think just the ability to start fast is going to be something that we have to continue to focus on, continue to emphasize and get the most out of is like the start of our game's got to be better. So we'll look to get that corrected and on track this week.
And you got down early. You did get a spark from Trevin Ewing, spectacular 98-yard kickoff returns, the second one in his career. Talk not only about that play, but what makes him so good at returning kicks.
Yeah, I mean, just seeing Trevin, just the growth he's had since the spring into now, and I mean, he really had a lot of productive returns. Obviously, he had the one back for a touchdown, and just seeing his speed, he's got elite speed. He's got, great top end speed where he can run away from guys, and he'll be able to finish off a return. So, really, was a great turning moment in the game. Where we got ourselves back in the game, got a 2-point conversion off of that as well. So, I feel like we had some momentum building off that, but Trevin did an outstanding job there along with that whole unit.
That question this morning from Ben Barr. Good morning, Ben.
Morning, everybody. Coach, I'm not too thrilled to have to ask, but obviously it had to be a frustrating day. You as a defensive coach, seeing how Monmouth was able to perform offensively against you guys, just where do you sort of begin to hopefully turn things around here in the coming weeks?
Yeah, I mean, you look at us defensively, we gotta tackle better, we gotta limit the explosive plays. I mean, that's something that we've been doing, and I think finding a way to do that will be vitally important. And I mean, we have a huge challenge in front of us with Merrimack, and knowing how tough of a team they are on both sides of the ball, and they fly around on both sides of the ball, so got a great challenge this week, and we're thankful for that to have another opportunity to go out and play this weekend.
Thanks.
Jordan, on the offensive side of the ball, Carter threw for 159, ran for 34, didn't turn the ball over. And then you also, Jahari Martin with a solid game, 46 yards and touchdown on the ground. Just what did you see from your offense on Saturday?
Yeah, I thought Monmouth, I mean, just they were attacking, and like, I thought they were disruptive in the run game in the beginning. So that got us off track. And then, we weren't really able to rely on the run game solely, to be there. But we definitely had some moments when we needed to call on it. And, we were able to execute at times in the red zone. But I thought that their plan of really attacking our edges to the field and, the movement up front, that was something that really kind of neutralized our run game. So, got to be better there, and we'll continue to work on that this week, and feel like we're getting some guys back healthy, so we're excited about that.
Yeah, question from Larry. Go ahead, Larry.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, good morning, Coach.
Hey, how we doing, Larry?
Okay, obviously, Jordan, over 1,100 yards given up the last 2 weekends combined. How do you repair your defense? I mean, do you look at more different personnel? Do you start playing more players, different schemes? But how do you go because you're not going to win any games, giving up 500 yards a game. So how do you repair it, Jordan?
Yeah, I mean, going out to Montana State, we obviously didn't perform well there. I think finding a way to be a little bit more multiple, and we're working through that now. So that'll be the thing. I mean, we're not going to just sit here and just match up across the board. That's not going to be That has never been Maine, you know. So, like, you know, we have to continue to play to our identity in terms of who we are. We got to tackle better. We got to get off the field. We got to be better on third down.
Thank you.
Jordan, as you look ahead to Merrimack, what are some of the challenges that they're going to present for your team?
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned it a little bit, but just seeing, you know, their run game, seeing, you know, they had a really a challenging opening part of their schedule. I mean, playing at Air Force, playing at UConn, then at Bucknell, and I mean, just shows their toughness and their mental toughness. Going to FBS games, then going to Bucknell and getting a win was, you know, really impressive to see this them bounce back and continue to go on the road. A lot of respect for this program and just the growth that they've had, and you know, just how they fly around. I mean, defensively, you know, they're going to challenge our routes. They're going to challenge our receivers. They're going to challenge our all of our eligible guys. They're going to get in the box and going to blitz, and you know, they're going to be in your face. So huge challenge for us this week, just to you know, come out and compete and be competitive and compete to win a game.
Obviously, Montego with another game. Georgia Lake gets you a touchdown. How can you, more in the running game, how can you make use of some of that talent on the outside? And do you feel it as you go into week four that Carter's starting to build a little bit of rapport with those guys?
Yeah, Carter. Again, we've been pleased with Carter's play and seeing him grow. We got to put him in a position to succeed. You know, I think Tego's been a guy that's been really consistent the first three games. He's had a number of targets. You know, I think his targets are close to 25 or over at this point. You know, and I think it's just getting, as we've gotten some guys back healthy, it's getting more guys involved, you know, and, you know, seeing, getting Joey involved, as you mentioned, he's really just getting back healthy. This is, last week was his first week back healthy, practicing all week. And then getting, you know, guys like Cooper Heisey back, who's been out with a shoulder injury, will be important for us. And, you know, we were without Jamie Lampson, our leading receiver last year, this past game. So, you know, I think there's room for guys to step up. There's room for guys to continue to, you know, get involved. And I think we have the talent, the depth, especially at the receiver position to do that. And at the running back position, you know, like we have a great running back room, I think. But we got to come out and we got to start faster.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much for the time here this morning. Good luck.